Now back to the College World Series special live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by MD West One on 1620, The Zone.
All right, so Robbie, I've done shows out here before, so people are a little, I don't know what to think. See, I told you I'm the welcoming committee. We have four fans here from South Carolina. They're Gamecock fans, or should I say they are Carolina fans.
Yeah, you're out here throwing 12-6 curveballs at kids. And
how old are you?
Six.
All right. So in 12 years, when you're pitching for the Gamecocks, you'll be right over here, correct? Or you might want to sign right out of high school and go make a lot of money.
Sign right out of high school. College coaches aren't good with your arm, man.
he's six, and now he's really confused. We are at our new location. This is fantastic.
Same building.
Same building, Baseball Village. Yeah. We also have signage up. I mean, the College World Series just lives on 1620 The Zone. And actually, we kind of live here. George actually crawled out from underneath the table when we arrived.
Yeah, there's a sleeping bag under here. It's kind of creeping me out a little bit.
This hour is presented by Union Bank and Trust. People, don't have your money. Your money has people. Member FDIC. That's a terrible hat, sir. Should mention he's wearing a Cardinal hat. Just saying. Let me ask you, Robbie. We got Matt Verzal coming up here in a little bit. Great weekend of sports. Fantastic weekend of sports, not only across the street at the College World Series. You had the U.S. Open. You had some really good weekend of Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL. I mean, it's middle of June. This is like one of the best sport months. And then it coincides with Father's Day and all the great stories, whether it be John Rahm, a new father, winning the U.S. Open, or Landon Michaels, the catcher for Virginia, with his father in attendance, who 3 years ago was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and his son hitting his first home run of the season and having a great day to help Virginia get to the winner's bracket game tomorrow night. Great, great day. Somebody who did not have a great day on Father's Day was, of course, Ben Simmons, who is getting crushed during the game. Well, kind of the whole series,
but especially yesterday.
And now today. You've already diagnosed yourself as – no, I shouldn't say diagnosed. You've described yourself as a Ben Simmons fan. People today want to get rid of Ben Simmons. Philadelphia is a tough place. If they don't like you, they will run you out of town. Okay?
Yeah,
ask
absolutely.
Markelle Fultz. But Ben Simmons is only 24.
Yep.
Ben Simmons may be cooked. There are a lot of things, including why he didn't dunk the basketball, why he can't make free throws, why he won't take shots in clutch time, all of that kind of stuff. If you're Philadelphia and people are going to say you got to trade him, you're going to need a boatload to get rid of him. But if his teammates can't trust him, does it even matter?
Well, that's kind of the thing, right? And honestly, I was advocating for them to split up Embiid and Simmons for a few years now, because I don't think it just works with them together, because you have your actual center who can shoot a little bit and step out and do a bunch of different things, but still operates best inside, right? And then you've got Simmons who can't shoot and has to operate close to the rim, and it's a really difficult offense to A, work off of each other, and B, build around, because they're conflicting skill sets. They don't work out well together. And so, before the season, frankly, because of his injury history, I probably would have traded Embiid, A, because you could get more for Embiid, and B, I just don't trust him to stay healthy. He came into the league with foot problems as a big man. Long term, that's probably not going to work out. And we've seen it. He's never got himself in terribly good shape. And he continues. I mean, he's playing on a torn meniscus through the playoffs, right?
Yep.
So the injuries have never gone away for Embiid. And, I mean, he had them during the season, too. Otherwise, he might have been in the MVP instead of Nikola Jokic, which I think Jokic was deserving. But part of the reason he was so deserving was because Embiid didn't play half the season. And so you have that issue with Embiid. The problem with trading Simmons right now is his value is at rock bottom. You're not getting anything for him right now. If you get a first in return for Ben Simmons right now, you would probably count yourself lucky. And so you're in this situation if you're Philadelphia where, okay, the time has probably run out for Simmons with that team. but you're also going to get almost nothing in return. Yep. This is why last year, when both of their values were pretty high after the playoffs, Simmons had a pretty good run in the playoffs last year. Instead of splitting them up, they fired Brent Brown and hired Doc Rivers, which Brent Brown wasn't a great coach. I don't have any issue with that, but they thought Doc Rivers could fix it, and anybody who's watched Doc Rivers coach knew he probably wasn't going to fix it.
No, you said a lot in this series. What is he doing?
That
rotations and other decision making, and he may be handcuffed by Ben Simmons, who you'd like to have on the floor because you have him on one end.
Yeah.
But on the other end, he's such a liability.
Right.
That can't be the case if you're trying to win a championship where he's considered your second best superstar. But is he really your second best superstar?
Well,
or star?
Here's the other thing about Ben Simmons is he plays the things that he brings value to on the basketball court. Are things that most fans don't appreciate or care about. I mean, he's an elite defender, one of the best defenders in the league. He literally can guard everyone from Trae Young to Nikola Jokic.
I agree with that.
Everybody, right? And that's a huge, valuable asset. The problem is the 76ers need a number two scorer.
Not a guy that's handing out 12 assists a game.
Yeah, and listen, there are teams where Ben Simmons would be unbelievably useful. And listen, he's probably never going to be the type of superstar you want or that most fans want when they draft somebody number one overall. But honestly, is he that much different than a 7 foot tall early career Jason Kidd? Is he that much different from that?
Good point.
You know, and Jason Kidd learned how to shoot, which I don't think Ben Simmons ever will. The touch just isn't there.
Well, I think the form.
The form is, I mean, I've heard people say, I think he's shooting with the wrong hand, like he learned to shoot with the wrong. I've heard all sorts of theories, right? But let's assume he never learns how to shoot, because I think that's fair at this point. He still has incredible value in the right situation with the right team around him. Unfortunately, Embiid being on the same floor as him is not ever going to be that situation. Honestly, I think you have to play Simmons at center and let him kind of be your Jokic facilitator center. Obviously, Jokic can shoot, but if Simmons is your center rather than your point guard, you can build around that. You really can't build around him at point guard and Embiid at center. And so, yes, some of this is his fault with not taking any shots and being hyper-conservative with his shot selection and his aggressiveness in the fourth quarter especially. I mean, I think 4 of the 7 games he didn't take a shot in the fourth quarter.
When he did, he was perfect, but he only took, what, 4 in 7 games?
Not great, right? If that's your second-best player, not ideal. But even with that being said, he was never going to look the way you wanted him to in that situation.
And when you're constructing a roster and you are doling out money, $30 million should get you a lot more than you're getting right now.
Yeah, and listen,
I mean, you just can't, when you're limited and you're trying to, when you have a big contract and you're trying to add a significant contract and a few others, that significant contract that is $30 million has to produce much more than that. But the thing about it is, the flaws and the fears of Ben Simmons have been there.
Yeah.
They just get exposed in this series when a guy across the way is fearless in Trae Young, and then you have a guy with a great nickname, Red Velvet, goes off like last night. Those have been there. They just get exposed in a series like this.
Well, especially when in the playoffs everything gets a little tighter,
yep.
Right? So the scouting report on Joel Embiid gets a little better, and his life becomes a little more difficult. And Embiid had a pretty good series, but disappeared in almost every fourth quarter also. I mean, let's not forget that. Despite the numbers he was putting up, if he doesn't disappear in 2 games in a row when they've got 18 and 26-point leads, we're not even having this conversation about Ben Simmons right now. And that was an Embiid problem in the fourth quarter that we're not having a conversation about, and we probably should, because the man can't get himself into shape. But the flaws get exposed in the playoffs, A, because of the fearlessness of Trae Young, but B, you have a guy who needs to be your second leading scorer who needs to be like a fourth or fifth option on offense. Like, that's what Simmons is. He can bring a lot of value to a team, but not as a number two scorer.
There's part of me that feels bad for Ben Simmons because he's cooked.
See
it. He's getting dragged. His face.
Yeah. And you know he's reading it. He can see it.
Hey, stop by the 1620 The Zone booth for your free hand sanitizer provided by American Family Care Urgent Care. Gentlemen, can I interest you in some hand sanitizer?
Well,
here, we'll even put it on. Here, hold out your... There you go. All right, share it with your... Is that your dad?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Look at that. We're a full service radio station.
Here, take it with you. Because we can't use it again. There you go. American Family Care, the right care right now, located 132nd and Maple. Matt Verzal is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Mike Schaefer, next hour, busy weekend for Nebraska football recruiting. What does 24/7 ratings look like now after a weekend when Nebraska got a couple commits? We're live from the College World Series. It's Elimination Monday. We're inside of Baseball Village. There's George Ravi. I'm Gary on 1620 The Zone.